Record cold and snowy weather cancels candidate events ahead of Iowa caucuses. By Olivia Rondo on January 12, 2024. Record-breaking low temperatures and winter storms may complicate Iowa's caucuses as events are canceled and voters question what to do. While the Associated Press reported that snow was continuing to pile on top of the 8 inches that had already fallen outside, some people still made the risky trek out to see Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley in Waukee. There were moments on the drive up here, I was like, what are we doing? Katie Miller told the outlet of her 7-mile drive from Adel for the Tuesday event. The reason we drove up here is to really see who she is. Miller is unsure which Republican will get her vote, but she says she will still make it to the in-person leadoff caucuses despite the Associated Press predicting a frigid, slap-you-in-the-face cold night in the forecast. It's important. It's kind of our civil duty, right? Said Miller, 49. So that's what we have to do. While the GOP's caucuses officially begin on Monday, January 15, Iowa Democrats have decided to opt out of in-person primary voting altogether. Instead, they have opted to send out mail-in ballots listing incumbent President Joe Biden, Representative Dean Phillips, DMN, Marianne Williamson, and an option for uncommitted, according to ABC News. The GOP offers more choices, former President Donald Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, former UN Ambassador Haley, and the little-known Texas pastor Ryan Binkley. According to the Des Moines Register, data from the National Weather Service shows there has never been a colder Iowa caucus night than what is forecast for January 15. The previous coldest was in 2004 when the high temperature was 16 degrees. According to Des Moines-based meteorologist Chad Hahn, it will be much worse in 2024. We may not warm above 0 degrees on Monday, he said. I would not be surprised if we don't get above minus 20 degrees for wind chills beginning on Sunday. Trump's campaign was forced to cancel events where surrogates were set to advocate for the GOP frontrunner, including former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee and his daughter, current Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. The senior Huckabee, the winner of the caucuses in 2008, alerted his social media followers that the plane he was to use to get to the event would be unable to make it due to bad weather in both Iowa and Little Rock, Arkansas. Due to bad weather in both Iowa and Little Rock tomorrow, the plane we were to use to get there and back for the At Real Donald Trump events is unable to go and we have to cancel, he posted to X Sunday. I hope ya caucus goers turn out next week and send a MAGA message by voting for At Real Donald Trump. Ramaswamy, a biotech entrepreneur who has been making waves in the media, said his car got stuck in a ditch while driving in the snow Monday night in Iowa. He was subsequently forced to cancel his Tuesday morning event, saying it was effectively impossible to safely get from Des Moines to Coralville. However, his campaign quickly managed to get back on the road after the weather forced him to call into an event via iPad tablet. The same day of the canceled morning event, he held a town hall in a packed West Des Moines restaurant. This came after Haley canceled her Monday event in Sioux City due to the weather, while some pointed out that Ramaswamy's wife, Apoorva, managed to hold a successful event in Indianola. Brad Remsburg, 51, made the journey from West Des Moines to see Haley on Tuesday morning despite the freezing snowstorm, telling the Associated Press that he would not let the weather stop him or his son from getting to the caucuses. Well, yeah, it's cold, said his son Jake, 23. He added that he could just put on a coat to bear the frigid temperatures. You can see he didn't even wear one today, his father noted. Trump is set to headline 4 rallies across the state before January 15, with his campaign promising to make sure the people are well taken care of during the bad weather and vowing to ensure the people are quickly able to get inside venues. The former president joked about his chilly walk from the car in Sioux Center when the high was 34 degrees. Complimenting his hearty supporters waiting in line for him, he said, "That's cold out there. That's a long wait, right?" I said, where's my coat?